never eat fish eyeballs, and I do not want to taste anything commonly kept as a house pet. But otherwise, I'm a cinch to feed. My only allergy is a slight one of caviar, making me a cheap date. Furthermore, I'm never on a diet regime I can't be talked out of. I'm also not squeamish. Some years ago, I was dared into eating something listed on a menu as a half-grilled lamb's head, in which you could see the critter's little teeth and scoop out the little grilled brains out of a little grilled brain pan, and I found it so delicious, even as I stared at this poor little face. This cannot be said for most people. Most people are idiosyncratic about food. The restrictions, fads, diets, emotions, phobias people have about food are fairly endless. To say nothing of serious religious conviction. Every host and hostess has the same nightmare. A dinner party has been planned for six, of whom two are kosher. A menu has been invented around that fact. Cold fish in a green sauce, vegetarian lasagna, a salad, and pear tart. At the last minute, it develops that one of the four guests, one of them has a strict meat-free diet, another one cannot eat dairy products, and another is allergic to fish. An easy solution to this problem is to change friends instantly and find some red-blooded chow hounds with a few scruples and no interest in health.
Yeah.